Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Hunt Lift Deep podcast, brought to you by Hunt Lift Deep Official. I'm Carter. I'm here with Bobby. Once again, we're back. The dream
we're
team.
Back. Yeah. I feel like it's the past, man. We're kicking it back old school again right now. Just getting right, together dude. Again. Putting the boys back together.
Boys are back together, man. We don't need Luke. We don't need him to do this. And our esteemed guest of the week, this week, we got Aaron Stonehocker coming on from Tacticam. Aaron, brand manager, is that your title?
Yeah, it's a loose leaf title. We like to assign titles at Tacticam, but nobody actually does what their title looks at. So if you look at LinkedIn, the job description never matches what my job says it is, ever.
That's perfect. Got to keep the people guessing, man.
That's it. Exactly right. I guess it fits. I was a park ranger before I was at Tacticam, so you're kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, and that's exactly what I do for Tacticam, so it works out really well.
I feel that, dude. That's how kind of Bobby and I got roped into this whole Hunt, Lift, Eat thing. I don't really know what we do, but we do a lot of things.
We do it.
Exactly. I feel like that's the outdoors industry.
Yeah, dude. It kind of seems like that's a reoccurring theme across the board.
Oh, man.
Carter, freeze up.
I'm on that North Georgia internet, man. It's the best. Well, stoked to have you on, Aaron. Glad to be sitting down and talking to you, man. And we're proud brand partners of Tacticam and working with Tacticam and Reveal and everything on your side of the house, man. But why don't you tell us a little bit about your role or roles, the many hats you wear within Tacticam, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. So I started with Tacticam about 8 years ago. I'm in year number 8 now. So I've been around basically since Tacticam hit the map with our 2.0, you know, point of view camera. And at the time I got hired to be our, the title was communications director, but basically I was hired to build and start our grassroots marketing team. For most companies, that's a pro staff. We kind of had a whole different vision of what this team was going to do for us and how it was going to be involved in company growth and the future of Tacticam in a bigger way than, you know, what most pro staffs do. So we call that the Tacticam team program. It's still around today. And at the end of the day, it's the reason Tacticam is the company that it is today. So I got hired to do that. I did that for about 2.5 years. And then my wife's active duty Air Force. So we ended up getting stationed in Montana. And at the time we didn't have a Western sales in anything really. So just kind of field the applications that may come in to be a dealer from out west. And when I was in Montana, they said, hey, let's make it a Western sales territory. So did that for a little bit and then had the opportunity to jump in and kickstart our rewards program, which just now is kind of finally taking flight. It's been in several different areas and under several different areas of direction, I guess. So that's exciting to see launched. But when that got shifted off to somebody else, I took on an open seat in our brand management position, which was basically like content creator management, stuff like that for our long range shooting products, a Spotter LR, FTS, which is our film to the scope mount, stuff like that. And then expanded that into Tacticam point of view cameras as a whole. You know, during that time we had launched Reveal. And then now I'm still in marketing or play a big role in marketing. They claim that I have no house right now. I'm kind of a merger between sales and marketing, but basically I oversee our conservation program. We do hundreds, if not thousands of events a year, depending on how our conservation partners like NWTF, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Mule Deer Foundation, you know, all those guys, if they're having banquets and we have products there, we do have a huge support program for those guys that I oversee. And our Tacticam team program, that's back under my umbrella, which is exciting. So we're revamping that, doing a whole new look to it and making sure it's engaged with the company's new goals and directions with Reveal. And then I oversee our outfitter and land management program as well. So still wearing like 3 different hats, even though I'm still a brand manager.
Yeah. Holy cow, dude. That sounds like 3 full-time jobs right there.
It basically is. I don't know if you got my calendar here. Everything's like time blocks for me. So if it doesn't fall on a time block, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't exist. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Since you've been around since the early, early days, you can probably speak on this, man, but you know, can you tell us a little bit about the origins of Tacticam? This is something I'm not super well versed in. I use their products exclusively now, but about the origins and maybe the mission behind the company, especially maybe from your point of view too, from being around for the last 8 years.
Yeah, man, for sure. So Tacticam, started at the end of the day from a guy saying, hey, I want to share my hunts with my grandpa, Ben Stern, our founder. You know, he's sitting in a tree stand. He's kind of a techie guy, has a background in videography and a background in photography, just phenomenal photographer, super artistic kind of guy. So when you hear that part of it, you're like, how does that, you know, we don't always associate a hunter with that. But Ben grew up in Wisconsin and hunting was a part of his lifestyle growing up from his grandparents down. And, you know, every year he'd be out there in that tree stand and like, man, I really wish I didn't have to like come home and just tell my grandpa or my dad or whoever about what just happened in the tree stand. I wish I could show them, you know. And at the end of the day, I don't like bringing the big, at the time, the big VHS camcorder or camera arm and all the extra gear you may need. And, you know, there was really nothing great for capturing the shot, you know, as it happened, the way it needed to look, and make it at the end of the day easy for a hunter. And so him being the tech guy he is, he gathered a couple of contacts from his Rolodex and started plugging away. And the original Tacticam's like this big. It's a lens, a microprocessor. It's got a button on it. It's got a watch battery inside of it. And it's all like electrical tape together. And he would tape that to his bow and just start dinking around. And he'd play with lens designs until he got it, you know, where everything was like that real depth perception look. And eventually said, hey, man, this is pretty cool. And he had an original investor that got involved with him so they could take it and actually put it inside of a housing and make it a real camera. And then from there at a trade show is where I think that's really where Tacticam took off. He formed a relationship with Jeff and Tara Peel, the CEO and COO of our company now. And they were, you know, doing their own TV show thing at the time. They met Ben at a trade show. Ben being Ben, he handed him a free camera and said, hey, guys, I want you to go try this out and just let me know what you think. So they took it out to a turkey blind, hammered a gobbler at like 10 yards on it and just were hooked. And so from there, if you ever get a chance to meet Jeff Peel, he's like the 10,000 foot visionary, 24/7, always thinking 30 years down the road guy. And he just saw what this thing could be. And there was no way he wasn't going to be a part of it, basically. So I think that's Tacticam wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for that relationship with Jeff and Tara. And but man, the mission at the end of the day, it's, you know, our motto and hashtag and slogan is share your hunt. And that's what it's all about. It's how can we make it easy for a guy or a gal of all walks of life to have something that's affordable, they can go slap right on their gun or their bow. And at the end of the day, share that story and show that story when they get home, you know, instead of just that old campfire tale. You know, and they also made the ability to delete the footage right from the camera. So if you do miss, you don't have to go home and show anybody your misses either. But it's that's the origin, man. And then fast forward, Reveal's been around like 4 years. So, you know, Tacticam has done some consulting and been contracted out for different tech projects over the years. You know, at the end of the day, at our heart, we are a technology company that just happens to build really cool cameras. And, you know, through those years, we've had some different projects that have taken place. And I remember, I think a year or 2 years before Reveal started, I asked Jeff one time, I was like, dude, you're doing all this work, you're getting contracted to do different things. Like, you ever thought about building your own trail camera? And he's like, I've got no interest in getting into that space. Never want to touch it with a 10-foot pole ever, you know. Fast forward 2.5 years and we're launching our very first cellular trail camera. And it's like, where'd this come from? So basically that came from the exact same origin, man. There was a niche that wasn't being filled in the industry for the cellular camera side. You know, there's affordable cameras, there's cameras that work, and there's nothing that meets both worlds is basically the long story short of the stealth cam space. And they sat down one day after trying, you know, these guys are all diehard deer hunters. They run every camera you can ever imagine. And they said, hey, like if we can fix these three or four things and build a customer service team that can stand behind our product, you know, we'll do it. So it started out as again, kind of a test run thing. The original cameras worked. They built, you know, a couple thousand more, put them on the market. They sold out in like a month. And then me being in the sales seat, I was basically fielding angry dealer calls because we just couldn't keep up with demand for like the next 2 years. And now it's crazy to think about, but you know, we are the number one selling trail camera on the market. And innovations, I feel like we're always saying at a Tacticam, we're just getting started no matter where we're at. And it's, there's some exciting things coming down the pike, but yeah, the origin of Reveal is basically the same as Tacticam point of view cameras. Like, hey, there's nothing really that fits this niche. There's nothing that works just right. How do we do it? And then how do we continue to do it the best in the industry?
I love that, man. It's kind of like, not to be hyperbolic here, but it's kind of like the most American thing ever, right? It's like combining a love of hunting and conservation, which our country was built on, right? I'm a social studies teacher by day, and I love nerding out on this stuff, but like our country was founded by hunters and like the long hunters, the explorers who would go out and push boundaries and chase those deer and elk and bison and whatnot. And then also the innovation and seeing a need in a space and creating a product that can deliver on that. And it's kind of like the perfect combination of both those things, right? He saw a need, wanted to share those stories. And that's like, that's so shared amongst every hunter everywhere across the United States, across the world, right? You want to share every instance, every sit in the tree, every, you know, turkey that's, you know, gobbling its head off in the field in front of you, or every elk that's screaming at you or whatever, right? Not just the campfire story, like you said, and to be able to take that and make it not only affordable, but reliable for each, you know, just a dummy from North Georgia or New Jersey. Like we can, we can figure out the technology, you know, and you have that in the palm of your hand to have high quality photos and videos. It's like, it's no small thing, right? It's like kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I tell people all the time, you know, I run our outfitter program. So these guys, at the end of the day, those guys are trail camera experts. I mean, they're all using, I think the smallest outfitter land management partner we have is running like 7 or 8 cameras. But I tell them all the time, man, I'm the best crash test dummy they could have for reveal, because up until we launched trail cameras, I never even used them myself. I bought a 2-pack of another brand at Costco when I moved to Montana, and I put it out there. One camera never took pictures from day one. The other camera worked like half a season and melted basically out in the field. And I called it a day. I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess these just aren't for me. And then fast forward, we launch a cell cam, and you know, you think it sounds big and scary, man, but the whole point of it is ease of use and you know, making it easy on the customer to advance into a new technological space. And you know, the hardest part about this company with Reveal especially, and even with Tacticam, it was kind of the same thing, but it was getting guys and gals in that blue collar space, which 99.9% of hunters all fall in that category. Like, how do we make sure they understand how easy this is to access and how easy it is to use? And then from there, take it into a whole, you know, it just elevates their platform to a whole new space. And it's cool going to trade shows year after year. It never fails. You'll have the same people that come up to you that bought something from you the year before, and they've all got a story to tell. And, or, you know, oh man, I was an idiot. I forgot to hit the button, but the camera's awesome. Like it's super cool, because you can build these relationships that you don't even know you're building, but you're also like making it just so easy for guys to take that next step in their, you know, their hunting adventure, I guess. And that's kind of the coolest part I find with it.
Yeah. Bobby, how many different types of cameras have you used? I'm just trying to run through some numbers in my head right now. Like I said before we started recording, I'm moving right now. And in my shop, yeah, I gave away 20 cameras that have been sitting in a box that have been just a various brands or whatever that I've been displeased with, or they leaked and they got wet inside, or I was tired of changing out 16 AA batteries all the time. Battery life was garbage or whatever, right? I just had accrued an insane number of trail cameras. And I told my buddy who was helping me, I was like, if you want to take them and troubleshoot them, take them. I'm done. Like I've moved on. I'm on the cell cam. I'm on the cell cam train now forever.
Yeah. Same boat. You know, I've gotten rid of so many, and now I'm older than you. So I've of course had, you know, more SD cards than I can remember. I still find SD cards like in my truck in random spots. I'm like, oh, I wonder what's on this. And I'm like, gotta check this one out. And it's just like constant, you know, like you get into a rhythm of having to go change your batteries, having to go change your cards, having to go check it, because you're anxious to know what's out there. And you're like, oh, you know, the weather was right this week. Let me get out there and try to see what was going on. And I've gone through so many. And I've tried the cell camera a couple years ago, and I used a different one. And I can tell you right now that I kicked that thing so far, because I've never got it to work. And that other brand is still probably somewhere hundreds of yards on my property, because I launched it. And when I found your guys' cameras, man, it was so easy to set up, so easy to get, you know, hooked on. And I just kept, now I just keep piling them on to my account, which is awesome to me.
Yeah, man. And that's just it. It was at the end of the day, the reason Tacticam got there is because they're just, it wasn't like a super, there wasn't super, something that was super reliable that was cost effective. And, you know, that was the niche that we played. And, I even as a sales rep, when we first launched, I was out in Montana. So the Western states are kind of their own ball game. Every state has different rules and regulations around trail cameras in general, but especially cell cams now in some states. And it was a huge education curve for these guys. You know, point of views were one thing, but cell cams were a whole other ball game trying to sell those to a dealer. So when we launched, I don't know how many times I got like, I'd walk into dealers that we already had our other products in and like, man, I love the idea. But at the end of the day, I've been burned so many times with these cameras. Like, basically, I'll wait a year. And if you guys can come back and tell me you don't have a 50% defective or return rate that I have to mess with as a dealer, I'm not going to get customer complaints. Like, then we'll talk. And yeah. So year one came and went, and we had like a 98.6 or something customer satisfaction rate, less than a 1% return rate. And you go back touting those numbers, you're all excited. Well, then guess what? COVID happens. And oh, by the way, it's harder than hell to get products and everything else. So then you have dealers wanting them, they can't get them, and customers wanting them and can't get them. And so it was just this whole thing. But still to this day, man, it's great hearing those stories. And it sounds like you're another story in that testimonial book, man. But outfitters, same thing. Like, they're just every day I talk to dozens and dozens of these outfitters, and every one of them. And, you know, we've used hundreds of these, or we've used dozens of those, or tried, you know, anything else under the sun, and it just hasn't been able to stack up to yours. And really, the only problem I'm finding right now, talking to, again, mostly the outfitter use case, is exactly what you just said. You know, guys find something, they're excited, it's affordable, they try it, it works, and then they go, dude, now I want five more. And then it's a cell cam though, right? So they do have data plans, and we've got extremely competitive data plans and stuff out there. But what happens is, now that there's something that's reliable and accessible, people are adding all these things onto their plan. And next thing you know, their wife looks at their cell phone bill or their data plan bill, and they're like, how much are you spending on those cell cams? And it becomes a different conversation then. But it's because people are having success with it, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, dude. It's like, because the emails come in, it's like, one thing I do appreciate about the subscription, the cellular subscription, is you get a,
I think what he was about to say.
Oh, my frozen. Brutal.
So Carter freezes constantly, but I got to tell you something. So when we were talking about the difference of cameras, you know, and the difference of, you know, the reason that I recently have fallen completely in love with you guys and your cameras is because all my stuff has gotten stolen. And it was very recent, like a couple months ago. And I didn't even know that your cameras had the capabilities of the new ones of the GPS tracking and all this great stuff. And your tech support was so helpful that when all my stuff, this is how it exactly happened to us. Christmas morning, I wake up and my Tacticam goes off and it's a guy's face. And I'm like, what is this? I'm like, why do I have a guy's face on my camera on Christmas morning? Long story short, someone stole all my hunting stuff the week before and I didn't even realize it. My ground blind was gone. My pre-stand was gone. Bunch of cameras. And Christmas morning, he decided to gift one of my cameras, I guess, to his son on Christmas morning. So I have a picture of him opening. It's got to be the greatest picture I've ever seen. He's opening my camera as a gift. So I'm like, this is amazing. So I contact your support and instantly got back to me, sent me an email, told me, hey, listen, yeah, it looks like, you know, you're right. Maybe your stuff was trying to, you know, might have got stolen. Just file a police report. Helped me out with the police report. Got everything situated. The police called me up and said, hey, we just want to let you know that we got your ground blind back. We got your tree stand back. We got all your cameras. Everything's here, so you can come pick it up. We find that, like, the guy had a pickup truck full of stuff. And they're like, oh, you know, you just got to tell us what's yours. I'm like, all those people that didn't have GPS stuff, I'm like, no. You don't even give them back to them. They need to switch brands now, and they can figure it out themselves.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Huge believer there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I've seen it a couple of times, guys getting stuff stolen. And exactly right. The customer service team, that they've got a whole process for that now. Like, we have, I mean, you know, like a lot of it, they have, you know, different textbooks basically on like how to go through certain things. And we have one on, hey, someone's camera is stolen. What now? So yeah, walk you through the police report process. And the GPS is one thing, but when you can actually capture the person on the camera, because they have to eventually turn it on. But what people don't realize is, it doesn't matter if you turn that camera on, that SIM card still belongs to, you know, Bobby in your case, right? And so it's going to go right to your cell phone the second that that thing decides to connect to a tower and fire off that first photo. So that's awesome.
Yeah,
and
I gotta
was
send
a guy
you
opening
a
gift is even better. Please do, man. That's so cool.
You're thinking Christmas morning, you're like, oh, there's going to be a great buck walking by or something, late season, Christmas miracle. No, it's a guy opening your camera. You just see that. That was by far the craziest thing I've seen on Christmas morning.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for the son that ultimately got the mugshot, you know.
yeah, I should go and buy him a real camera and not my own, but you know.
Yeah, the pay it forward ball game, exactly. That's awesome.
Needs to be on your testimonials on the website.
I was gonna say, we actually have a From the Field blog now on the new website, and I was just thinking the exact same thing. I'm gonna send you that link to tell that story, and if you can share that photo, that'd be 100%. Awesome.
And like your tech support, like in the email, was laughing too, and they were super helpful. And like I couldn't believe like how quick I actually ended up getting my stuff back. Because if you think like I didn't have these cellular cameras, that stuff's gone. It's gone. And
gone.
The story goes even deeper because it was private property. Everyone's like, oh, it can't happen to me. I'm on private property. Well, my stuff was private property. It was a trespasser. So, you know, it can happen. So really awesome way to think it, think that went into the cameras.
Yeah, for sure, man. And the, you know, the GPS function is huge now. And I know our the Gen 2 doesn't have it, but the other ones that do have it, it's kind of become, I think eventually it's got to just become a standard thing because of kind of what the tech is and make it easier, you know. Plus, you know, we've got a mapping feature on our app too, so it helps out a guy. And we get a ton of research projects that I field kind of like under the outfitter umbrella a little bit, but we're starting to work with schools on different research projects that they do, from elementary curriculum levels for wood duck boxes all the way up to the craziest one. I just had a Office of Kentucky Nature Preserves. I probably butchered that, but something to that effect. They've got a snake that's like in danger, and they're trying to figure out how many snakes there are in this piece of preserve property they have. And so they're going to like position our cameras horizontal to the ground and like funnel snakes into a thing so they can get pictures of them, like the crazy stuff like that even. But the GPS function, you know, it comes in when, if I'm going to send a research student out there, like, hey, we got 5 cameras on this property, good luck, I can't remember where I put them. It's like, no, here's your map, here's the app, and go have at it, you know. So it's a super cool feature for that too.
That's way cool. We need to talk about how I can apply that to, I teach an outdoor education course for middle schoolers and high schools. Maybe we could figure something out there. That's really cool.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you involved in that one, man. It's a cool program, and it's kind of in its infancy. And we started that through one of our conservation partners, the Wisconsin Waterfowlers Association, obviously out of Wisconsin. They're a smaller waterfowl specific conservation group, and we've partnered with them for a few years, you know, fundraising, that kind of thing. And they've got a school district that works with them that they do wood duck boxes and do different like projects that they'll help fund with grants and things like that. And they linked us up, and literally these two teachers, like, they put together an entire curriculum package about it, got it, you know, whatever state level or federal level approved. And now they go out to different, I mean, you probably know this better than I would, Carter, what these things are, but like, I guess, lack of better word, trade shows for schools and curriculum packages and stuff like that. And they go out and pitch it, and different schools now adopt the curriculum and take it on. And then, like I said, every other, you know, college level thing or whatever we do, some of them look a little different. But yeah, absolutely, hit me up after this. We'll get you linked up with that program. It'd be pretty sweet for what you guys are doing. Oh, they froze them real good on this one, didn't they?
Dude, unbelievable. That's way cool. That's a really cool application. And that kind of talks about, you guys have done a really good job diversifying what the use of your technology can be used for, right? It's not just for hunting, you know, just trying to look at deer and turkey. Can you talk a little bit about kind of other applications? I've used it as a security camera at the house here when I've been gone, but can you talk a little bit more about some of the other applications that we can use your technology for?
Yeah, man. So obviously, you know, we started in the hunt space, you know, at the core, you know, we were a hunting company, but the deeper core, we're a technology company. And so you hit it on the head. It's not, we never look at anything as like a one size fits all application. And so, you know, right now what we're working on is we've got some security stuff coming. Our cameras already can get used for security. So it's like, how do we advance that feature set? How do we advance application features and functions to best fit like a security application as a dedicated effort? So that's some stuff that we're working on right now. We've got a whole new, totally different ball game that I probably shouldn't say a whole lot about, but we've got, so long story short, you'd never think Tacticam would get into the space that we're about to get into. It doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. So it's kind of one of those things that we're getting into. And then we've got, you know, on the reveal side, pest control is a huge, huge market that we're getting into as well. And it kind of just organically found its way to us. You know, guys finding them, using them for, all kinds of use cases. But I mean, it's not surprising, like, you know, guys that go set traps, whether it's a, you know, like what we're used to, fur trappers, things like that, or nuisance control. Trapping, it's a great tool for that. You know, most states have a regulation. You got to check stuff every 24 hours. Well, if you set your check-in photo on your reveal to every 12 hours, guess what? You get two pictures a day and you don't have to go burn, you know, 50 miles on your truck and half a tank of gas to get to and from a trap just to find out nothing was even in it. So take that application and apply it to guys that, you know, professional rat trappers in New York, pest control guys that put cages in attics trying to see if, you know, catch a raccoon that might be in someone's soffit or something like that. Then extrapolate that as far as you want to go. We've got a whole branch dedicated to that now. Like I said, the security thing is just something that's always going to grow. It'll probably be the biggest thing that we do, I'd have to imagine, eventually. I mean, there's so many use cases. And like I said, we're taking the technology side of it and we're going to start opening doors that I'm excited for it to launch when it launches. But I think it'll blow people's minds. As a hunter, you're going to scratch your head. But as somebody else in a way bigger market than hunting will ever be, you'll be like, holy cow, this is super cool. So yeah, all kinds of crazy stuff coming.
That's cool. I'm literally using mine right now to try and find a family of skunks that's living next to my house because I'm tired of that. And my dog has caught one of them and it was a disaster. So I'm trying to help out the wildlife trapper that's working with me through the county to see if we can pinpoint where their burrow is. And then I've also used them for my chickens a ton for the last 10 years. Not 10 years, but I've used cameras. But now with the cell cameras, I don't have to go out there and do all the old stuff that we used to have to do. But for predators on my chickens, like I had a raccoon 2 nights ago trying to get into my coop. And so I can use it for that application as well.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Is that the real reason you're moving 2 miles away, is to get away from those skunks?
No, man, I should. I should, man. We live on a small farm right now, and my dog is always fighting raccoons and skunks and possums and all sorts of stuff, man.
That's awesome. Making them tough.
Yep. Yeah. And kind of going back to what Bobby was talking about, we did a podcast episode probably a couple of years ago when we first started, called Sixth Generation Mountain Trash, which is about my neighbors up on the property that I hunt in North Georgia in the Appalachian Mountains. And they have stolen probably 20 cameras from me over the last 10 years. And they're just the worst. They're the worst. And talking about some of Tacticam's new accessories, I added some new implements to my arsenal this year with I bought lock boxes for all of my cameras. I upgraded to is it the Pro that has the GPS in it?
Yep. Yeah. The Pro has the GPS. Yep.
Yeah. I upgraded to the Pro with all the GPS in it. And then you guys also make a sign that you can hang on trees that says you're being filmed, right? Tacticam, right? There's a camera here. And I put those up everywhere. And that's kind of been my defense this year. And I made it through. I made it through the season unscathed this year, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's the cool part with the cell cam anyway. You know, it's one thing to, you know, have something posted or whatever, but when something can send you that real-time data, and it's inevitable, you'll catch the person some way, shape, or form before they get that thing off the tree or get it shut off, and you can kind of just tell, like, something happened to it. And then, yeah, being able to locate it, file a police report. And I mean, the camera's useless to somebody that can't access the app at the end of the day. I mean, they can pull the SD card, but, you know, it's still not functional. The second they throw an SD card in it, it's still going to be sending pictures to whatever it's connected to, which is your phone. So yeah, that's a huge use case. And that's awesome that it's worked for you to stop and actually the posted signs too. I know a lot of guys buy them. I haven't heard a lot of guys, I don't hear a lot of the testimony side of it, but knowing that it is keeping people hopefully from messing with stuff when they realize, like, oh crap, it's a cellular camera that's out here watching and they're going to get photos of it. That's huge.
Yeah. Hopefully it's enough of a deterrent. Clearly it is. So yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate yeah. They're
waste money.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's super cool.
Yeah. Are you well-versed enough on the tech side of things to talk a little bit about the technology behind the reveal line, Aaron? And kind of what sets your cameras apart from maybe other cell cameras in the space?
So, probably yes and no. Let me dial in my local tech expert here is what I want to say. But, Tacticam, really what kind of the best way to put this, our camera was built off of, we want to be the best in the space, but we also understand that there's a fine line between feature wish list items and feature benefits, and then the reality of making sure that technology actually works and is 100% functional before you advertise it to a consumer and say, hey, our camera can do X, and then inevitably it's going to fail more times than it doesn't. It's going to piss people off and turn customers off. So that what separates Tacticam, I would say, in the biggest way from the tech space, I know this doesn't get into the nitty-gritty of it as much, is you're never going to see something in a Tacticam as a feature, as an app function, as a, a wish list item that customers would want to see in a trail camera, maybe even if other brand is using it, if it's not at a technological like development phase where it's going to work 90 plus percent of the time. Because we understand that if you stick something out there, it's going to fail. It'll fail for one person, and you're going to get customer service calls about it. And our biggest goal with our brand is to make sure we, number one, we've got a product that flat out works. That's key. But it's technology, things are going to happen, and you've got to be able to back that up. And our customer service is our biggest department in our company, and it's also our heaviest hit, thing. You turn trail cameras on, during the hunting season, and those guys are going 24/7 nonstop, basically 365. Right now is kind of their slow season, and it'll be slow for a couple weeks, and then it's going to start ramping right back up again. So, I'd say what separates us in the biggest way is that you're never going to see something launched by Tacticam unless we full blown stand behind what it can do. So you get companies claiming that they can do the AI thing is huge right now, right? Like everybody's, there are a lot of companies are saying, hey, we can separate a buck from a doe, from a raccoon, from a squirrel. I promise you Tacticam would have that in there if it was a reliable technology, and it's flat out not. And so you see in our cameras, we've got the tagging feature, which some guys are like, oh, I wish I didn't have to manually tag my stuff. But what are you doing when you're manually tagging your cameras? You're setting a personal algorithm for your personal cameras that's 100% accurate, because your human eyeball is really what can tell what that picture was versus what it wasn't. And then, integrating your app features now, our weather data and buck movement data, doe movement data, all the statistics you're gathering by manually tagging your photos is exponentially more accurate than anybody else that claims they can do it with AI and claims they have these statistic features and things like that. So we're building off of the reliable technology that's out there and making sure it's the best that it can be. Then you want to get into the tech specs. We're always going to be competitive, and that trigger speed, that's a huge thing for trail camera guys. You're always seeing one person saying 1.07 millisecond faster than last year's model. We're always going to be in that competitive space, always going to be trying to improve those features, obviously. Photo clarity and resolution and things, how photos get digitized and sent to an app is different than what they do to the SD card. And I think everybody that's ran trail cameras knows that, especially in the cell world. Like, you're going to get grainier photos to your app than you do the HD version. So how can we improve our HD download process for you guys? HD videos, how can we expand on video features? We're always aiming to be the best in all those spaces, but it does take time to get it right. And so you're never going to see us just rush to the table with technology that's half-ass ready, I guess, for lack of a better word, just to say we're doing something different. And I think what separates us in the technology space, again, kind of building on that same concept, and you saw it with the point of view cameras. We never launched a camera unless there was a true technological advancement that was going to really take it to the next level, that was right on the cusp. You're never going to see us launch like back to back to back products. We're going to be, the products you buy today are going to work 3 years from now, and we intentionally design them that way. And we want them to have the ability to expand in the technology space, which is your app functions, software and firmware upgrades to the cameras. They're always going to have more room built into them than what they're doing currently right now, which is something I think a lot of other companies, they kind of get caught up in that whirlwind of like Apple or whatever, right? Like they always feel like they got to rush out and put out a new product every single year. Well, inevitably you're going to burn out your customers doing that. Cell phones are one thing, but cellular cameras that a blue collar guy buys today and wants to invest in are not the same thing. So we intentionally overbuild our products to make sure they've got a multi-year lifespan, and it's not a, buy it today for this price, and then next year you're going to spend the same amount of money with us because either your camera failed or there's just, we're going to blow your mind with all these new features, that kind of thing. I hope that answers your question. We can get into specific tech specs, but I think that's really what separates Tacticam's tech side from everybody else in a pretty big way.
Yeah, at the end of the day, right, if I'm only buying new cameras because my existing cameras are working really well, that means y'all are doing your job right, right? If I'm rebuying cameras because they fail every year, then people will get burnt out and move on to a different product, right? So, you know, my cameras, my cameras work every single year, and I keep adding more because of that, right? Now I have a fleet of Reveal cameras. I've been sucked in, you know, they're addicting because they keep working so well. One of the things I love from a tech point of view for you guys is your app is incredible. It is so user-friendly. Like, even dummies like us can figure it out. And I think that's huge. Honestly, from a cell camera point of view, if the app gets too complicated, then I feel like a lot of guys would shut off, right? Talking about your blue collar, your working class hunters. If it's too complicated, like, I'm just trying to hunt. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not making my life easier, no, thank you. Unsubscribe. And then the HD on demand, the HD photos on demand is freaking life changing. I love those because no, I don't need to see an HD picture of every doe that walks by, you know, my camera every single day, or like every little buck, or like that scrub six I see all the time. I know what he looks like, but when I get a picture and I'm like, oh, that could be something special, you know, request HD photo. And then you're just like waiting like Christmas for that.
Yeah. Then you got the wait period. Exactly. And you're constantly checking your app. Did it update?
But that's awesome. That's such a cool feature. You use that one a lot, Bobby?
All the time. One of my favorite, I love it the most on turkey because you can see their colors so clear and it comes in so beautifully. Yeah. I love my cameras during turkey season. I set them a little bit lower. It's just one of the great things. And I think my favorite, I know Carter's loves the HD thing. My favorite thing is I did not, for the first year ever, change a single battery in any camera this year because every one of them had solar and had lithium and I didn't touch any of them. I'm leaving them out to see how long they go. This is going to be a challenge for me, not touching them.
Yeah, man, that's huge. And that's, I love that you've got that story because that's, you know, the big question isn't so much like, well, it is, you know, you get these cell cams and there's a lot of things to consider for battery life when it comes to a cell cam. And most of it for battery life is how many pictures is it taking? How long is it staying connected to a tower, trying to send something? And how efficient is the camera, right? Like if those three things don't align, you're going to burn batteries up, or one little thing could be off and it'll burn batteries, you know, faster than a camera that's a half mile away from that one or something like that. So, power management is a huge, huge piece of, you know, the stuff that we're developing. You guys are going to see some really cool stuff coming on that. If you're happy with what we have now, just wait, it's getting even better. And I'm super excited for that launch when that happens. But yeah, I'm the same thing, man. I threw mine out when we were in Montana. It was probably the best example I have, and I feel like I tell the story all the time. I had our original Reveal, and I had our original Reveal X, the second generation Reveal, out on a piece of Pheasants Forever property, just tossing it out there. They had the regular SD cameras, you know, monitoring the property and the wildlife habitat improvements they were doing and that kind of thing. And I kind of like donated some cameras out there to them and said, hey, these are cell. Like, I'll just share the pictures with you guys. I left them out there for, the one was out for a year and a half, never changed the battery in it. The same thing, just hooked the solar up to it. And when that battery dies, the solar pack's got that built-in pack. And as long as it's getting good sunlight here and there, it's going to keep the camera on. I think the camera went down, or the Reveal X was out 2 years. The original Reveal was out for a year and a half. And I pulled it on the second year because we were moving here to Maryland. So, but that during that 2 years, I think it went down twice. And one of it was during it was like, you know, negative 12 real temp out for like a week and a half straight and cloud cover constantly, snow constantly. And so eventually, you know, the battery pack in that solar panel is going to die. But the best part about it is the second it gets enough charge, it powers back up, it fires your camera back on and boom, you get a picture. So I think total in 2 years, it was down for like 3 days total before the pack was charged back up. So it's insane, man. And it makes it a year round thing. And I hear that all the time. Like, number one, how can I get rid of disposable batteries? Number two, how can I just, we want to, and you know, vision. Yeah. I think you asked earlier kind of mission vision for Tacticam with the Reveal line. Like our ultimate goal, if we had a wish list item, and we do, and we're working on it, how can we create a truly set it and forget it cellular camera that it's just you buy it, you set it, you go home, and 3 years later, the damn thing's still sending you pictures. Like, how do we do that? That's the vision of Reveal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you start breaking down cost, and like, I remember having to take a backpack in with packs of batteries, double A's, just to swap all my cameras. And when you're hunting a bunch of different properties, and it becomes a chore, right? And now it's like my cameras are still running from season. You know, I thought about discontinuing my subscription or whatever, but like, I got sucked back in. I'm like, well, my camera's still running. Like, I've never had cameras that last this long, but might as well keep monitoring, see if there's any turkeys or see when the bucks are dropping their antlers or whatever. And then before you know it, I'm running them year round because I want to, whatever, see how tall my food plots are in the summer or, you know, whatever. Right. And so that's massive. You know this,
but on the data plan side, you know, at a certain point, like you said, if you got the use case for it and you find yourself, you know, needing to know what's out there right now, like you said, I'm watching deer that kind of cruise through my backyard and waiting for the guys to come through with no antlers on. So I know when to get the dog out and say, let's go for a walk. You know, we don't have turkeys here, but same thing. We get hikers that, you know, I blow a trail off from our house down into the public trail. And inevitably every year you get several people that think it's another trail and they walk up to your back door and you're kind of like, okay, I want to know who that is, you know? So it's a security camera. But at a certain point, you know, your monthly plan costs more than your annual. So if you are at that threshold, and I encourage everybody, like, take a good look at it. If you're going to leave it out 8 months, turn the thing on annual, because you're paying more for the 8 months than you are for 12 in most cases, you know, kind of how we have those thresholds set. So, I mean, and you save yourself some money and make it a true year-round camera system for yourself. The camera's going to be out there working year-round. And if you got a use case for it, yeah, flip it on annual and let it rip.
Heck yeah. That's sweet, man. Can you – something I'm not as well-versed in is some of the other products that you guys make. I don't have – the LR spotter or the what was the one you mentioned earlier, the FT.
Yeah, the film through the scope system.
Yeah, I've always been intrigued, never felt well versed enough to pull the trigger and pick one up myself. But can you talk about some of those kind of cooler, more niche accessories there?
Yeah, man, for sure. So yeah, that's what Tacticam started as, like we talked about in the beginning. It's a point of view camera company, right? So we started out with the 2.0, and then we evolved into, like, I think the true, like, biggest evolution you saw was from our original camera and its style and things it could do to the 4.0 series, which is where we basically built Wi-Fi into the camera, and it could live stream to Facebook, and it could do all these, like, crazy tech things. And so then it became more of a tech advancement product than, you know, truly, like, hardware build every year. So we got point of view cameras. Basically all of them are in the 3.5 ounce range for camera weight. All of our accessories are in that 3.5 to 7, 8 ounce range, depending on which one you're talking about. So for less than a pound of camera gear, you can take your camera out and you can capture the money shot or whatever you're doing, whether you're long range shooting at a, you know, PRS match, or you're hunting with a bow out of a tree stand, or literally anything in between. You know, we've got a product for you, basically. So everything originally was built around the cameras themselves. So you got your shotgun mounts, you got bow stabilizer mounts, and all these mounts are basically designed to make your camera part of whatever system you're shooting off of. So the shotgun mount, just rock solid clamp, essentially you're extending your magazine tube to a barrel. The bow stabilizer options we have, it's designed to either take over your bow stabilizer, so the camera becomes a stabilizer, or your, you know, we have some clamp designs for guys that run bee stingers and things like that, to be able to clamp onto those and then use them as counterbalance weights, all kinds of cool stuff that way. And then fast forward a few years, and the next coolest thing was, like, how do we take our cameras that are built for awesome, you know, up close action, you know, 20 yards to about 100 yards effectively with our zoom ranges and things like that in the camera, to now, you know, again, PRS matches, or Aaron's out west hunting and he's using a rifle for the first time. Yep. I grew up in Iowa with shotgun only, right? Like, how do I film at 300 yards the same way I do at 20 out of a tree stand? And effectively use your optics. That's, you know, number one, you've got a spotting scope or a rifle scope, you know, that you're using. So how do we make cameras that work for that? And so the FTS system, basically it's a mirror and magic and prism system that you slide over the eyepiece of your scope and lock it on. It comes with 7 different adapters. So it'll fit like 99% of the eyepieces for rifle optics that are out there today. And you get that set up, and then you just slide your camera in the other slot, and it catches an image of what the shooter is seeing through the scope, like I said, off of like a mirror in a prism, basically. And it adds like a 9 total ounces to your rifle, because again, you get out west, and ounces make pounds, pounds make pain, is the saying out there. So try to make it as light as possible. And the coolest part about it, in my opinion, is that it adds like a half inch to your eyepiece, and you're looking through an extra piece of glass as the shooter. But at the end of the day, either hit your remote button or hit the camera button, and now I'm shooting 1,000 yards. My optic is doing all the work for the camera, and I get a perfect shot of exactly what I was seeing through the scope, when I was shooting. And then on the long range side as well, we have the spotter LR, and that's our solution for filming through a spotting scope. So it takes your effectively takes your spotting scope, put an adapter on. It's a quick quarter turn to snap the camera in. One button, it turns it on, and you're filming in 4K through your spotting scope. And again, your spotting scope is taking you out to however far the scope is looking anyway. Your focus is what adjusts the focus for the camera as well. It's got an LCD screen on there, so you can sit back and look. You don't have to be like locked in, closing one eye, for half the day while you're filming, doing that kind of, while you're sc or scouting, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's just a super clean, easy system. I think the whole system there weighs like,
Bobby and I went antelope hunting this past October. It was Bobby's first Western hunt.
heck yeah.
And we won't do that again without some of those accessories, I think. Because the trip was unbelievable. And now all I think about was like how amazing that trip was and doing it with the boys. And it's the first time Bobby and I met in person, even though we've known each other for 3 years or whatever. And I want those memories captured. I want those videos, and I want, him and I both killed antelope, and like you love to replay those in your mind, but it'll obviously never be as clear as watching it in 4K,
Yeah.
So I think Bobby, we need to beef up our packing list before our next Western trip, man, for here on out, especially if we're going to be doing this for the rest of our lives.
I thought about
Do
that too, man. We dropped the ball on catching our memories there on especially we played over in our head like your shot, and then oh, remember how like, and then we talk about it, and we're like, well, we could just watch the video, watch go back to the tapes, and we dropped the ball.
Hey, it happens,
Well, we
and
had
it makes it
a few
so
moving
easy.
parts.
That's the cool part with that spotter alarm. It's for me, hunting out west, when I'm out by myself, it's like I have a small YouTube channel, mostly just to host the videos that I film with Tacticam for my own memories and stuff. And we got a 2-year-old now, so he loves sitting there watching mom hunt her first deer and those types of things. But that spotter LR with the spotting scope, essentially it becomes like your long range video camera. So I filmed 3 different buddies hunts with and the only reason I was there was to film for him. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna bring a 5.0 wide, so we can like document, what you're saying, your reaction after the shot, that kind of stuff. So I've got a 3-ounce video camera for that. I'm packing a 4-pound spotting scope and a 6-ounce spotter LR, and you're out there filming. Man, we got my buddy's first antelope, same thing, and it's just I'm playing cameraman with that. And for you guys, as a 2-man team, and and depending on the situation, you get situations, especially antelope. Maybe if you guys both have tags where it makes sense, maybe to have 2 shooters lined up, but line the spotter LR up on one, get both of you get down behind the gun and hit the button on your 5-0s, and you got a story to tell, baby. It's so cool. I love that system for that Western hunting.
That adds such another cool level to the entire experience.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's so easy.
So easy. All right, Bobby. Today, we're gonna go add to cart, add to cart, add to cart.
Send me the link, and then we'll just do it together.
We had a crew go down to Florida last week, Aaron, for a gator and pig hunt with Triple M Outfitters just south of Orlando. And man, they just crushed it. And Luke and a couple of the other guys were fully kitted out with Tacticam cameras, and they captured the entire thing and everything from Heather, one of our ladies on our team. She killed a gator with a bow and like just real cool stuff. And they're putting all the footage together. pulling it off everybody's cameras and compiling it, but I'll have to share that with you, man. So you can check it out and, you know, sharing stories, right? Being the name of the game for the entire company. It's so cool. You can do that with somebody in Montana from Georgia, you know, and, even sharing pictures on accounts and cameras, is really cool. Like Bobby and I could sync up and share deer cameras or, deer pictures through the app, which is sweet and kind of another way to stay connected and have those conversations and build that community.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. It was, the camera sharing feature. I got my dad now like for the backyard cameras and stuff. And some of the scouting cameras we put on public land out here in Maryland, we have him watching, you know, just the shared camera thing for him to have something else to scroll through other than Facebook here and there. But the very first time I used that camera sharing feature was right after we had the kiddo. My wife and I took a trip down to Mexico. My parents were watching the kiddo. And of course, you get like I grew up in an in-home daycare. So like the idea of leaving my kid with my mom and dad, I'm just like, whatever, dude. Like he's in the best hands you could possibly have. My mom still doesn't home daycare. My wife was more like, man, like I wish I was there. I wish I had eyeballs on him. So I set up a reveal over his crib in the spare bedroom, and we were getting like constant feeds of him every time he'd like roll over at night. Like we'd get a new picture on the reveal app that we were looking at through the camera sharing feature. But you know, you mentioned you guys going to Outfitters, right? Like if you guys have trips that you guys are going on and the Outfitters are running reveal, they can be sharing that with their clients, or you guys as a group that are getting ready to come in, you know, you guys are just sitting there getting amped the whole year with all these cool photos coming in. And then these guys are sharing the photos with you and there's really no work to it. Just, hey guys, here's the access you need. I'm going to invite you on the app, download the app and get pumped because you're going to see all these deer growing throughout the year, velvet phase, you know, for deer outfitters, turkey outfitters. We got one of our guys, Wayne Nichols, from Red Eye Safaris, is a huge Osceola outfitter down in Florida, and he shares more camera stuff and social media with his Osceolas than about anybody I know. But it's a great tool, like you said, keep everybody connected. And for, you know, the outfitters, the business use case is really big. You know, get those guys out there, create content for yourselves, advertise, and but between buddies, if you guys got a lease somewhere too and everybody can have access, you know, one guy's got an account and five guys can check it out, even better.
Oh yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Yeah, it's way cool like that. We're rolling up on an hour here, Aaron. But I would love for you to talk about kind of your team. You and I talked about this briefly when we first got connected, but you know, your team and your community, can you talk a little bit about that and kind of your goal and mission, and why you chose that word?
Yeah. Yeah, man, for sure. So I think I touched on it a little earlier, but yeah, Tacticam's got our grassroots marketing team is called our Tacticam team program. I started building that going on 8 years ago when I first got hired, and we just knew as a company that, like I said, there's nothing Tacticam does that isn't being thought about from like a 5-year perspective, 10-year perspective. We're never looking at tomorrow and like, how do we improve tomorrow? We're looking at like, how do you get to the end of the runway? So with that, I got asked to basically build a team, but like, how do we do it in a way that actually impacts, you know, our community, impacts our business at a bigger level, other than just kind of sharing the social media side, which at the end of the day is what most of those team and staff programs were built around. So really what it's evolved to, man, is we've got 738 members right now through all US and Canada. I think in our largest, we had like, I want to say it was like 1200. We've kind of just ebbed and flowed over the years, but these guys and gals, they're phenomenal individuals and they get involved in their communities, long story short. And so we've got conservation partners across the board now from Whitetails Unlimited, NWTF, Rocky Mountain Elk, Mule Deer Foundation, Delta Waterfowl, Pheasants from the Quail Forever, you name it. We've probably worked with them in some capacity for fundraising efforts, and we're taking that a step further. We actually just launched our activations for conservation programs. So it's going to kind of be this whole new look to that program. But really what allowed us to effectively get involved in the conservation community in a bigger way was the team program. And so it's one thing to have a product you send to a place, but it's another thing to have a rep that shows up and says, hey, I'm here to volunteer my time for you and make sure that that product's successful. Instead of raising $100 on a camera, let's raise $600. And I was actually just going through some Whitetails Unlimited statistics the other day. And last year, one of our team members, he's getting invited up with me to go do our 25 pitch for Whitetails Unlimited for like the package we're customizing for those guys. And they're presenting him with a reward for his outstanding dedication to supporting the organization. And last year alone, by him going to events and supporting these guys, he raised like 14, $1,500, one guy at the events that he went to. That's how much money he raised on Tacticam products for them. And I ran his numbers since 2016. I can't remember how long he's been on. It's only been like 3 years, I think, but I ran all the numbers from 2016 for Whitetails, and his lifetime achievement is almost $36,000 from one member of our team that's gone out and done that. So that's a huge part. You know, conservation is obviously, I was a park ranger before, near and dear to my heart, but it's near and dear to Tacticam. So we understand that's the future of all of our lifestyle that, you know, we care about. And the reason that we're here doing business is we want the great outdoors to be around forever. So how can we do our part to support that? And our team level, our team program is designed to take those types of thought processes and just magnify them to whole different things that we can't do as a company. And we have 500, I think, employees now. But when we started that team program, we had five. So how do you take, you know, five people and ultimately impact something? You don't. You build a team of passionate people who are like-minded and say, hey, how can we build these bigger programs? And so that's the conservation side. It's gigantic. I think in our biggest year, we Tacticam products raised over $500,000 just for NWTF, like at NWTF events. Tacticam products brought in over $500,000. That was our biggest year, and that didn't count the rest of the organizations combined on top of that. So just a phenomenal program that we built over the years, and we built such awesome partnerships with these organizations. And the root of it is the boots on the ground members we have that at the end of the day volunteer their time to support Tacticam, support the organization, and do that kind of thing. And then you know, on this, up to the same effect, you know, we were a 5-employee company at one time. We're
yeah.
How do you reach dealers at a different level, and how do you support dealers with a product that's very hands-on? Like, nobody knew what Tacticam was when we first started, right? So to get a dealer to sign up, you had to walk it into that store and say, hey, check this thing out. And they're all like, oh, that's super cool. I had no idea this existed. And you're like, right. So you do that with Tacticam team members, same thing. So they've helped us build our dealer network over the years. They do dealer trainings all over the place, you know, from our smallest mom and pop shop all the way up to, you know, Bass Pro and Cabela's. These guys are doing field events every year for us there. And they're allowing us to have that grassroots, you know, shake your hand personality that Tacticam was built on. And they allow us to do that in such a big way. It's insane. And really, again, I can't say it enough. Tacticam is here today because of the vision of its leadership, obviously, but the Tacticam team allowed us to really put our foot in the dirt and say, let's go. From the point of view cameras, and then with Reveal, it's a whole new ball game. And I still feel like we're just getting started. And we just, I launched the first episode today, so I don't think it's a super big secret, but dedicated to the Tacticam team. We're actually doing a Tacticam team podcast for these guys now. So
nice.
We're telling some of their stories, and the whole program's built around achievement. The more you put in, the more you get out of the program. So we've got basically bronze through platinum tiers. And so we're telling the stories of the platinum guys who've hit that, you know, ultimate goal in the Tacticam team program and how they got there and what they've earned and all that stuff. And Neil Climie is his name, the guy who's raised $35,000 for Whitetails going to banquets. He's one of our platinum guys as well. So it's just them now. Whitetails reaching out saying, hey man, like, don't know if you guys are going to think about this or not, but we'd love to have Neil come up. We got an award for him that we want to present. And you're just like, it's like those types of things are kind of what built out of this program. It's just super cool to watch.
I love hearing that, man. Does that sound similar, Bobby?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I love that. sounds super familiar.
Yeah, dude, that word is powerful, right? Like, team is an important word, and not a pro staff, not a field staff, not a brand ambassadorship. And you've been in the outdoor space long enough to know the difference there. And I appreciate that you guys use the word team, and building that community is worth every second and every dollar. And it's refreshing to see a company like Tacticam doing that and allowing customers to be part of the growth of the company. From an authentic point of view.
100%. And you know why it's cool to look back now. Like I said, we just broke, I think I'd have to officially look at it, but I heard through the grapevine the other day, we just broke like our 500th employee, which is insane. And when Reveal started, I think we were sitting at like 50. So Reveal's been effectively the launch of this exponential growth for us. But Jeff, a long time ago, him and I were sitting in a meeting one day, and we were kind of talking about some of these different things. And you know, at the end of the day, my story starts with our grassroots marketing program at Tacticam. And And so many stories around the company now are the same way. We've got guys that are VPs of sales that are came from the Tacticam team. We've got people that are in the VP of marketing positions, brand managers, customer support managers, and customer journey managers. Like, there's so many people that we have that started in this space. And we used to say it like on the application, right? Like, get your foot in the door in the outdoor industry. But it's like, truly, like, you did get your foot in the door with a company. And it's not like, you know, we know your name. It's that we know who you are. We know your work ethic. You know, we know that you are passionate. We know what you care about, what you're good at, because you get a chance to build and see these people in a whole different light when you get involved in these types of ways, and they get involved in these types of ways with you. And Jeff said it, he goes, man, this will probably be the biggest and best recruiting tool we will ever have at our disposal. And there's dozens of stories now, and there are probably more than dozens. I don't know how many employees came from the Tacticam team, but I know there's a lot.
Yeah,
and we're hiring more and more every day. They just got done building our sales team from, like, I think it was 7 or 8 guys to 31. And I know at least 4 or 5 of those guys came from the Tacticam team that are on board now. So
yeah,
it's just super cool to watch.
That's awesome, man. Awesome opportunities for people. And, you know, we're proud to be working alongside you guys and working with you guys and promoting what you guys do, because we value what you guys do. So, and value your products. Thanks for making an awesome product,
man. Yeah, man. Well, as always, I mean, Tacticam, you know, your guys' partnership means just as much to us, and we're excited about it. And sounds like we might need to recruit you guys onto the Tacticam team as well. And you guys are using the product, you may as well, but you get more bang for your buck there.
Heck yeah.
No, man. And as customers, obviously we can't thank our customers enough. And you are a consumer driven company, and what you guys tell us you want to see is what happens. So yeah, it's awesome to be partnered with you guys, but that you guys are using the products is even cooler. So we love that.
For sure. Before we jump off here, Aaron, I want to highlight kind of how you and I got connected, man. Tacticam and through yourself, you guys are helping sponsor and support our first annual clay shoot that we're putting on here in Georgia, March 23rd, which is going to be an event that we're going to continue across all of our regions in the United States, all 8 of our regions. I get to be the guinea pig and troubleshoot it for this first go around and build the framework and the all the lessons learned. And you guys are helping sponsor that event and donated very graciously some cameras and some 6.0 cameras, as well as some trail cameras that we can raffle off and give away as prizes to these participants, and helping sponsor some of our stations and allow this event to happen, man. So as the guy who's putting on the event, massive thank you, right? You helping me out big time, dude. And on behalf of Hunt Lift Eat, thanks for your partnership and your vote of confidence, man. So thanks for being a part of that.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Definitely glad to and excited to be a part of that. It's not every day we get those types of, I guess, community level events that we get to partake in. You know, we get stuff all the time for requests, you know, you name it, we get requests for it. But to get involved in those types of things where you guys are getting communities together, I can't think of a better thing to give product to and donate to and support, you know, however we can. But then I know our team guys down there in that area, our Florida, Georgia team, they're all stoked. And I know the guys been out there trying to get guys signed up for it to have a presence there. And I know they're all going to be bringing their cameras. So hopefully we can do our part too, to kind of showcase what you guys are doing and broadcast it to our network. And you guys launch this thing out to everywhere else that it's going to live here in the future. Hopefully we've got a lot of people excited and can do our part to draw people to it.
Heck yeah, dude. We have a lot of folks west of the Mississippi. So hopefully we can do our part on the HLE side of things to get some cameras into, well, the states where they're legal, right? Over there to
exactly
spreading the good word, man. So yeah, we appreciate it. Man. Super appreciate your time today, taking the time to talk to us. And yeah, looking forward to hopefully getting together for a hunt in person sometime, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely need to, man. Just let me know the time and place and I'll see if I can write it into my time blocks back here. But no, seriously, yeah, anytime, man. And if I can't, hopefully someone else can. But no, we're looking forward to building this partnership and just seeing where it goes.
Cool. Love it, man. Bobby, what you got, man?
Oh, man, just to piggyback off what you said, man, thank you for having such an awesome product, being super cool. You know, if it wasn't for your product, I probably would be going on a shopping spree somewhere this season because all my shit's gone. So very thankful that I can just upgrade my stuff right now and not have to buy all brand new stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. Literally, I'll text you a picture of the guy too, so you can see it.
Aaron, where can, you know, any social media or conservation or anything you want to shout out for listeners to check out? Is your podcast forward facing or is it just internal for the team?
It's internal for the team, but it's not like it can't be found, right? So we know it'll eventually get out there, but it's not targeted out to an audience yet. We're poking the bear trying to say, hey, like, guys, look, it's not too hard to do this. Let's maybe get a Tacticam, share your hunt one rocking. But for now, it's just team, but you'll be able to find it, I'm sure. And I'm sure guys are going to share it out from the team and that kind of thing. As far as, you know, general Tacticam, we finally made it easy. We had like three websites, I think, at one time, and now it's just tacticam.com. You go find everything there. It's super easy. As far as our conservation stuff, we've got a whole page dedicated to conservation giving back. You can check that out on there. If you happen to be an outfitter or know an outfitter that you know uses Tacticam, we've got an outfitter land management programs page there as well they can check out. And we're just going to continue to build on the storytelling in there, the blog, all that good stuff. But tacticam.com is where you can go find it all. Social media, you can search Reveal or Tacticam, and you'll find all the stuff, you know, somewhere in there on social with that. Hashtag share your hunt, always on the hunt. And just we're kind of everywhere. So find us where you find us, and we look forward to hopefully building a relationship with you.
Yeah, and listeners, stand by for Bobby's blog post on the Tacticam blog about his Christmas.
Perfect.
Well, sweet.
I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah, sweet, dude. I appreciate it, Aaron. Thanks for your time, man. And listeners, as always, we appreciate the hell out of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.